Napa know-how.
There are lots of amazing cars on the road, but perhaps none more amazing than the paid-off car. It may not be pretty, but the price is right. Heck, if you keep that thing running, it'll actually start paying you. Because with Napa Rewards, for every $100 you spend, you'll get $5 off. So keep your car running longer, stronger with Napa Rewards and watch the savings start rolling in. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
You are Locked On Pacers, your daily Indiana Pacers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Pacers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. And today's episode is presented by SeatGeek and their wonderful SeatGeek app, which you can use along with promo code LOPACERS to earn $20 back on your first ticket purchase. And with the Pacers back in action on Friday, be a good time to take that app out for a test drive and get $20 back and get into the field house, get crazy for the Pacers. My name is Tom Lewis of IndyCornrows.com, here to give you the latest news and notes about the Pacers. And since there hasn't been a game, with the All-Star break in full effect, that doesn't mean there isn't plenty of Pacers news to talk about. On this episode, we'll look back at All-Star Weekend, which saw several Pacers prominently involved, and guys with Indiana ties finding the spotlight. And we'll also hit on trade rumors, which hit big Sunday night, and will likely be running rampant up until the trade deadline on Thursday afternoon. In fact, one of those rumors already included the Pacers, possibly considering a trade for Brook Lopez. But before we dive in, a reminder to hit me up with any comments or questions. You can reach me via email at indycornrows@gmail.com or on Twitter at indycornrows. All right, so let's start with All-Star Weekend that was, which started for the Pacers on Friday night with Miles Turner taking part in the Rising Stars game on Team USA. It was a, the players are all rookies or second-year players, but they divide them up with all the international talent that is now in the league. They have a Team USA and Team World, and Team World prevailed in this one, 150-141. That's a lot of points, and also a ton of points when you consider they played just two 20-minute halves. So they use the old college clock, essentially, with the NBA rules. And 291 points, that's plenty of entertainment for a 40-minute game. But Miles Turner did his part, played 18 minutes, and scored 11 points with four rebounds. But Team World was lighting them up. Jamal Murray ended up winning the MVP with 36 points. So a good showing from Miles and the other young fellas. It was definitely an all-star-esque game. A lot of alley-oops, a lot of three-pointers, and not much in between. So then we moved on to All-Star Saturday night. And the premier event, of course, is always a dunk contest. And Glenn Robinson III came through with just enough big dunks to bring home the hardware to Indiana. So great showing for G. Rob III. Even though the dunk contest as a whole was blah, not real fun, it was fun having a vested interest in Robinson and seeing him play well, incorporating Paul George a couple times, with Miles Turner there on the baseline as well. Robinson came prepared, had a plan, executed his plan, and got the points to win the title. We had Aaron Gordon, who was so strong last year, was definitely the odds-on favorite. He tried to pull off a trick with a drone, essentially dropping a ball for a bounce oop to himself, and that didn't work. Not once, not twice, not three times, not four times. He had far more missed dunks than made dunks and didn't make it to the finals. But Robinson was able to out-dunk Phoenix's Derrick Jones Jr. in the finals, as he had some misses on once they made it to the final round, which opened the door, and Robinson finished the dunk with a sweet jump over three people, including Paul George, and throw it behind your head to finish it off. And, you know, his landings all the way through with poses were strong, so he definitely had a plan. It was definitely the dunk contest of jumping over another person, because that seemed to be the dunk they all tried. But, you know, when you think about PG being 6'8", 6'9", definitely gave Robinson's jump over human dunks a little more degree of difficulty, and he definitely earned the hardware. So good for the young fella. Get his name out in the spotlight. And seemed to enjoy it and remain as unflappable as he always seems after a Pacers game. Easy to talk to and pretty easy going. But, you know, he's got some inner drive, and good to see him get rewarded for going after that title. So hopefully he'll bring a little bit of that mojo back for the second half of the season, or, well, not the second half, but the post-All-Star segment of the season, the stretch drive, the key part of the season, where the Pacers will really need to get a boost from any and all players right now on the roster. So as far as All-Star Saturday night as a whole, you know, there was a lot of Indiana connections in the spotlight. Kristaps Porzingis won the skills competition, which, again, a big guy won the skills competition. They kind of divide him up into two groups, more of a guard-wing group, and then four big guys. And then at the end, the two winners face off for the championship. Well, Gordon Hayward of Butler University and Brownsburg High School, of course, made it to the finals for the wings, or the small guys, I guess, and went up against Porzingis. And that length of his stride that Porzingis has, a big gangly 7-foot-plus footer with a nice sweet stroke, was able to get to that three-point line for the final shot just ahead of Hayward, and stopped and popped and made it. So Hayward just missed, kind of like his last game with Butler, just missed a shot at that title. So, but he was definitely in the mix, good to see. And then in the three-point shootout, Eric Gordon, North Central's own, of course, pit stop at IU, the former Mr. Basketball, he had that sweet stroke going, which I've been watching since he was a sophomore in high school. So easy the way he can get a shot off with just pure rotation. Distance never seems to be a problem. And it was nice to see him find the range in that contest. Now, he had a chance to win it in regulation, missed his last two shots just barely, and was forced to go into an OT round against Kyrie Irving. But he clutched up, got it done in the OT round, and took home the hardware. So, very good day for some local products shining in the spotlight. You had, of course, Hayward from Brownsburg, EJ from Indy, and Glenn Robinson III from the GI up in Northwest Indiana. So there definitely was a lot of chatter about how bad the show was on Saturday, which I could understand, but it was pretty fun for me to watch, at least, knowing that so many local products were in the mix and rising to the occasion. So that was pretty sweet. Now, before we dig into the All-Star game, Paul George making his fourth appearance, I want to remind you that the Pacers are back in action on Friday night at the Fieldhouse, where they will host the Memphis Grizzlies. And if you want to get to the game, make sure you use your SeatGeek app, because buying tickets online for sports and concerts has been a confusing process for a long time. It's always been hard to find the best deals for that game or show you want to go to, and none of those older ticket sites want to change that. But SeatGeek is different. They've come along and created an amazing app and website that makes it easier than ever for fans to buy and sell tickets. And SeatGeek, always the first place I'm going to go when I'm looking for tickets to college game or concert or even the Pacers when looking to see what friends or family might be able to get into the game for. Let me pull up the Memphis game here on the app tab. Open up search for Indiana Pacers. Boom. Memphis Grizzlies. Yeah. Now there's some good lower level seats. About $71 in the corner. Nice spot. And get some good upper level seats for $17. Now that tells me there's going to be a pretty good crowd on hand on a Friday after the long layoffs. So good to know that that's coming up. And if you want to get in and see the Pacers back in action, make sure you use that app. Because everything about SeatGeek is designed to make life easier for sports and music fans. SeatGeek does all the price comparison for you by searching multiple ticket sites and ensuring that you get the best possible deal. SeatGeek does all the work. You save time and money. And SeatGeek wants to help by giving you the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value. You'll immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. And best of all, for my listeners, you can get a $20 rebate off your first SeatGeek purchase. To get a $20 rebate, just download the SeatGeek app, then go to Settings tab and click Add a Promo Code. Enter promo code LOPACERS, that's all one word, all caps, LOPACERS, and SeatGeek will send you $20 after you made your first ticket purchase. So download the SeatGeek app and enter the promo code LOPACERS today. Okay, back to All-Star Sunday as we wrap up the weekend. Paul George playing in his fourth All-Star game, and that game was all show, not much go. As there were a lot of three-pointers. I mentioned the Rising Star game had a lot of three-pointers and dunks and not much in between. I think that's about all we had in the All-Star game, as there was not even a little surge at the end of the game for the teams to compete and play some defense and try and fight for the win. I thought that might be the case because the score remained pretty close throughout most of the first three quarters, but eventually the West was able to pull away, and Anthony Davis did his best to score, and he did it easy as everyone was feeding him. He broke Wilt Chamberlain's record with 52 points. The record was 42 points. So, but, I mean, I'm not sure he went over half court in the second half, and there were just lobs and long passes down to him all day, which he was able to finish. So Paul George ended up finishing with 12 points and 5 rebounds, played about 22 minutes. So the West won 192-182. Again, Anthony Davis scored 52 points. Russell Westbrook scored 41 points. Two of those on an oop from Kevin Durant. Ooh, okay, cool. The former teammates that supposedly hate each other were able to team up. Good for them. At one point, I thought Westbrook was going to bust out with about 60 points because every time he had the ball, he was shooting a three, and he made like almost seven in a row at one point, I think, or six. Was lighting it up, but he stopped at 41, and they turned the ball over to AD the rest of the way. So really not as compelling a game as you would hope, literally, but it's fun to watch, to watch all the different plays. I know my kids love it. It kind of is a little bit like a NBA 2K game, I guess, 2K17, where guys are making plays and they're not really worried as much about defense. So the good news is Paul George didn't get hurt and also didn't have to use up much energy to play in that game, that's for sure. So his rest will continue through Friday, where the Pacers will take on Memphis Grizzlies again as they open up with a back-to-back to get back in action. But now, let's get into the real fun of the remainder of this week, and that is trade rumors, trade talk. And actually, Sunday night, we had a trade. DeMarcus Cousins traded to New Orleans Pelicans for Buddy Hield, a couple other players, and their draft pick. Not much, in other words. And it looks like the Kings are content to let the season dwindle away and let their draft pick rise up the draft board with all their losses. And Anthony Davis and the Pelicans were able to score big man DeMarcus Cousins and let that experiment play out as the former Kentucky duo will see if they can make things work in the same front court. So Anthony Davis not only won the MVP, he won a running partner there who's going to be taking all of the physical abuse that teams may have tried to throw at AD to get him off his game. Don't have to worry about that anymore because he's got a big hoss next to him that can dish out the punishment, let alone take it, and should free up AD to work a little more on the perimeter. It's going to be an interesting little experiment, and of course, the big risk with Cousins is how's he going to fit in? Is he going to be a good teammate? Is he going to disrupt things? Every time he gets a technical, he's going to have a game off. Will he keep getting technicals in a new situation, or will the trade shake him and new environment help change his approach? And, you know, he's been with the Kings through all kinds of dysfunction and owners and coaches and GMs. Maybe having a new scenery with new expectations on him will help turn him into more of a pro's pro. And that would be scary for the league, but that's a risk the Pelicans took. But they didn't really have to give up much to take that risk. And, of course, he's going to be a free agent soon. So that's the other risk is are they going to want to pay him big money to stick around with AD, who's already signed for, I believe, at least 4 more years. So while Woj was breaking that trade down on Sunday night, our old friend Peter Vesey tweeted out that the Pacers are interested in a deal for Brook Lopez, and he mentioned Rodney Stuckey, Al Jefferson, and their number one pick to bring in the big man from the Nets, which is kind of an odd fit, it seems like, even though Lopez is a beast and a bear with the ball in his hands. In the post, he's averaging 20 points a game. Would definitely help their front court. Might move Miles Turner to the four, then you know Thad Young could play a versatile role off the bench as a forward and also create some stretch four lineups when Lopez wasn't on the floor. But regardless, that seems still like an odd fit. Lopez only averaging 5 rebounds. You don't think defense when you think Lopez, and even though Turner's great at blocking shots, he's still struggling at the defensive end. I know the hoop sage on Indy Cornrows, Caitlin Cooper, thinks it might make more sense for Robin Lopez to be a target of the Pacers, and that's just because, you know, he's kind of a dirty work guy who's going to rebound, going to give up his body, play defense, not worry about scoring the points, and that is a need they have in that front court, that's for sure. Something they're not getting out of the number of big guys they have right now who aren't actually great at defense, rebounding, all that dirty work. And that's a need they'd have to put next to Miles Turner, who is going to be doing the scoring. Now, one thing Brook Lopez would help with is that you're not leaning as heavily on Turner to be that offensive threat. And as I said many times this year, he is only 20. And if he's averaging 15 points and 8 rebounds, you're getting a remarkable season out of a 20-year-old. And adding Lopez would just lift relying on Turner to be good all the time for the Pacers to continue to score and be a threat and also relieve a little pressure on Paul George. So we'll see where that goes. For me, it feels like an odd deal. And in the Larry Bird era, we've rarely heard of a deal similar to this where it comes out in the rumor mill and then goes through to fruition. Usually trades come out of the blue with pieces that weren't even mentioned in the past. But I do have to say, for nostalgia purposes, it is beautiful to see a Peter Vesey tweet with a rumor involving the Pacers. He's been sending out rumors about the Pacers since the 80s. He obviously has great ties with his New York buddy, Donnie Walsh, and there's always information flowing out of Vesey, it seems like, involving the Pacers. And really, you know, in the 80s and 90s, he was the guy that always started up any rumors involving the Pacers. So for nostalgia purposes, it was kind of fun to see that that tweet. How serious we have to take it, hard to say, but it is the week that we're going to be hearing all kinds of rumors. And as far as trade rumors go, this doesn't seem that far-fetched as far as plausibility of the Pacers making that deal. And it also would tell you that they're really trying to put a better team around Paul George to avoid having him eventually cash out and take his talents elsewhere in the free agent process. So one of the things he wants to do is, you know, contend for a championship, have a more competitive team around him. So I do think the Pacers are going to try and accommodate that as opposed to potentially dealing him early to get the most value out of PG if they did think he was going to leave. Now, if they were going to do that, prime time is right now. Really, it's a perfect storm because there's a team in the Celtics that have the assets and the need for PG that would make for a perfect deal. But I just don't feel like they're going to do that now. Maybe they try and pull that off in the summer if it gets to that point where PG doesn't qualify for the Mongo extension and will become a quote-unquote regular free agent and will want to wait until his deal is up and test the market. That would be trouble for the Pacers, I think, because if they don't approve, I think he will look to go elsewhere and try and hitch on with a situation he feels is better. But no need to go negative at this point. We'll see if the Pacers can do to boost themselves at the before the deadline for the remainder of the season. Okay, so as I said, no games this week, but we'll keep track of all the rumors and keep you up to date as we come off of this long President's Day weekend that ended up having plenty of news to talk about. So make sure you check in with me on your thoughts and about what's going on, all the rumors, a lot of stuff flowing, that's for sure. You can reach me at indycornrows@gmail.com or on Twitter at IndyCornrows. And a reminder, you can find the podcast on audioboom.com. Also, subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and Google Play, where all prior episodes are available. And that's all for now. You've been listening to Locked On Pacers on the Locked On Podcast Network. You got it.